Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hopes of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
Nothing is wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too. Hi guys, and welcome to Dank and Deadly, where spooky stoners discuss horrifying aspects of real life that relate to some terrifyingly good films and pop culture moments. I'm Marie.
And I'm Ace.
And today, we will be talking about the very weird, very odd, very bloody... It's just a very weird movie called Little Otik, or by another title, it is Greedy Guts or Otisonic from 2000. It is by far one of the weirdest movies that I've ever seen.
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, like, I watched this when I was way too young, like maybe 12 or something like that. And I couldn't even, like, sleep with my lights off because the chandelier thing in my bedroom, to me, looked like the stump baby. So, the lights had to stay on so I could make sure that it wasn't gonna, like, come off the wall and eat people.
Hell no.
But, and this is family horror month, so we wanted to throw in a weird-ass family because a stump baby... makes your family a little interesting.
Definitely.
And the first time I watched this was with my family, so kind of nostalgic for me. Nostalgic in a really fucked up way. I don't know. But my mom got this in a garage sale or estate sale or something, and also got Alice in Wonderland by the same director who does, like, stop motion. That was also fucked up because it was like Alice was one of those porcelain dolls and it was stop motion. And then the, like, rabbit is a taxidermied rabbit that sometimes, like, busts its seams and has to, like, its guts spill out and has to, like, sew itself back together.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Alice in Wonderland? Yeah. Ain't no Wonderland.
I mean, that's what was happening in Wonderland. Very odd film, and because it's hard to find, we are giving all a free login because we had to find it on EasternEuropeanMovies.com.
Yeah.
So we want y'all to see this. I want y'all to see this because if I had to see it, y'all have to see it. So we're giving y'all that login. We'll expire in about a month. We dropped it before this episode, so hopefully you all have seen it to prepare for this. And if you haven't watched it, go watch it. Definitely DM us for the login.
Definitely. Please be respectful.
Yeah, just... I mean, there's, like, tons of movies. Feel free to watch other movies, too. But, like, just DM us for the login information. I really don't know what to say to describe this movie before we get into it, because... it's wild. So, of course, we're going to get into our rips from the news. I believe that I have some Granddaddy Purple that was left over. I don't know what you're smoking.
I am smoking some Larry OG right now out of a little, I guess, to-go pipe.
What is a to-go pipe?
I don't know. Seems very mobile. I don't know. Not, like, it's silicone and, like, this is plastic, so it won't break. So, you know, it's good for clumsy people.
Go ahead. Light up, you guys.
Light up.
So, some rips from the news. There was just, excuse me, Hocus Pocus 2 was just announced, becoming to Disney Plus next year. It seems to be a direct sequel to the 1993 film. And yeah, has the same cast as the Sanderson sisters, which we love. Obsessed with Bette Midler. Iconic. She's just iconic all around. If you've ever seen The Women, that's like my favorite role of her. She plays this like lady who goes to this retreat and doesn't want to do shit. like having a 6 a.m. like kayaking thing, and she's like, this is a crack of friggin' dawn, the lake will still be there. Agreed. More Bette Midler, we love her. They're also adding Whitney Peake is in the cast, who is in Gossip Girl and The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. So if y'all have seen Gossip Girl, she plays, I literally forgot all of their names just this second. She plays the sister, that's all I know, the one who comes to the school. I legitimately can't remember their names since that shit stopped. So, Gossip Girl's also coming back, if you give a fuck. Don't know if I'll be watching, but Hocus Pocus 2 will be directed by Anne Fletcher, who is a choreographer on many, many major films, including Hairspray, Scooby-Doo 2, Ice Princess, and she directed the 2006 film Step Up, Y'all.
No.
She directed Step Up and choreographed Step Up 2, The Streets. I don't know what to do with that information, but I guess that means she's good at musicals, and yeah. I guess that's cool. I'm assuming this is going to be more musical than the first one, then.
Probably a dance song.
I just can't believe a white woman is responsible for the Step Up franchise. Like, I should not be surprised, but I am.
I don't know, about how corny it is, I should have, like, fucking...
But like,
you can find me at You Got Served and maybe Stump the Yard on like
dance movies shit. Or not. Not my thing.
Or even Rise with like the crumping one. Like, other than that, you're not gonna find me over here. Like,
wow, step up. That's just such interesting information to me. Alright. Especially because I went to a predominantly white school, and when Step Up to the Streets came out, there was a girl in my class who said she wanted to dedicate her life to street dancing.
There you go.
So a white woman is responsible for that, and that's just like what's amazing to me.
Yeah.
I love it though. We love it. I definitely support if she wants to street dance.
Follow your dreams. Yeah.
Yeah, so Hocus Pocus 2. I'm excited to see that because I'm always excited for another continuation. And it's been forever, like, and I'm interested to see again in the same realm as Ghostbusters. Why are they back? What happened? Like, who, like, you know, what are they going to do this time? It also has Lilia Beckingham and Tony Hale also joining the cast, so we'll get some new faces. Very excited for that. Disney Plus coming through also with a Tiana animated show. Like, she gets her own bucket show from Princess and the Frog. Tiana gets her own show, and it'll be her, like, life as the princess of Maldovia or wherever Naveen's from. So I think that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Those are the only things that I care about on Disney Plus. Also, weirdly, Stoker's on Disney Plus.
I still haven't seen that.
I would like to know why they... I mean, if they own it, cool. But, like, why is it on Disney Plus? But, whatever. Do what you do. Get your coin. I'm not going to watch it on Disney Plus because I own it. But, like... That was just an interesting find. Scrolling through Disney Plus, seeing Stoker. If y'all have seen that movie, I don't know. Do y'all feel that's weird? Because I feel so it is.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I'll have to watch it. We could have done it for the family horror show, but I think we have enough sad things
yeah.
for the next for this whole month. One sad thing, and I'm like, that's enough. Yeah, like, it is. That's why I kind of want to give y'all one true crime case a month, because that's the shit.
Shit, yeah.
Get taking shit out of you. Go subscribe to Disney Plus so that you can watch Hocus Pocus 2. I'm pretty sure they have the first one on there, so watch that one too. Mm-hmm. Alright, that's all we have for today, so let's get into Little Old Pink. You can also find this under the name Greedy Guts and Oath of Sonic. So if you do see it as Greedy Guts, yes, it is the right movie.
It is.
Little Otek is the 2000 Czechoslovakian film written and directed by Jan Svenmeyer. It is an adaptation of the Slavic fairy tale of the long-desired child. Both the fairy tale and the film are about a couple that wants a child very much. In the film, the wife, Bozinya, is overcome with sadness after finding out that she and her husband are pretty much infertile, even though she wants a child very much. While doing yard work, her husband, Karel, or I don't know how they say it in there. Karel.
Yeah,
there's like an emphasis on the E in there. Pulls up a stump that he thinks looks like a baby and then fashions it into some doll to give to her to try to cheer her up. In her sadness and grief, and upon seeing that, she goes into full mental breakdown mode and sees the stump,
yeah,
as a baby.
And
believes it to be real. Yeah. That's what this movie is about. Again, I saw this when I was like a fucking child.
I saw this as a grown up, and I figured out I have some type of disease.
This is what?
Misophonia, I definitely.
What is that?
That's like the of eating, like.
Oh yeah, that's the major thing in this. Like, there are hella close-ups of people eating, close-ups of food, close-ups of like lots, like fingers touching food. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't like that either. And I think this movie, because I saw it so young, is why I don't like that shit, and why I will probably never have children. Because I mean, she didn't even have a kid, but I'm still like, no, like.
But I'm just like saying like. Having children, I heard like even breastfeeding can trigger it too. But so imagine having misophonia while like breastfeeding, because that can trigger it.
I probably have that, and I have the thing where I don't like shit under the skin, so it's just a no for me. Like, I can't. Like, maybe that's why I also like family horror so much, because like I can just live. Not that I want to live any of these lives, but, like, I don't watch happy shit anyway, so it's just, like, I can, like, view my family fears through this lens.
Right.
But, yeah, like I said, we are providing a free link for y'all. Just, you don't have to pay for it, is all I'm telling you.
We got you.
We didn't. You don't have to, like, be like, what the fuck do they have me watching? And I had to pay for it. You don't. We didn't. So, like, Anyway, the cast is, I'm sorry ahead of time, because I'm going to butcher all of these names. I tried. These are Czechoslovakian, and some of them are Russian. I'm Southern and American, and I'm so sorry for the way that this is about to sound coming out of my mouth. The cast. Veronica Zilkova as Bozinya, the mother. Jan Hartl as Karel, the father. Kristina Adamkova as Alzbetka, who is a little girl who's living in the building with the couple and all these other characters. Jaroslava Krechmarova is Alzbetka's mother. Pavel Novy is Alzbetka's father. Zdenek Kozak is the creep pedophile,
the
straight
pedophile.
Pedophile, as Betka rightfully calls him, Mr. Zlavik, Gustav von Drakic. I think it's Gustav von Drakic is the postman. Dagmar Strebrina is the caretaker. Jitka Smutna is the social worker. There are subtitles on this website also because it's everything. It's like Eastern European movies with English subtitles. So, like we said, feel free to roam if you don't want to just watch this or if you don't want to watch this at all after we talk about it.
And definitely give us suggestions if you find a good one.
Yeah, please hit us up if you find some shit that you like. Give us a message on any social media. We're going to post it on both. All of them. To if you would like to watch this. So, because we said that. Oh, and also, like, if you find that you like this and want to get it for yourself, they have different levels. You can subscribe for, like, $5 a day. It's, like, a one-time payment type thing. There's $30 for a month and $100 for unlimited access. So, yeah, we may try it out later. But we just wanted to get it for y'all to watch and see. I mean, we may end up getting the unlimited because, like, $100 is really not a lot. For that's less than you're paying for any goddamn streaming service for a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it can be worth it.
No doubt.
And, of course, we'll post the link in the show notes for you to just browse around. And, again, DM us for our login so y'all can watch this. And because we said that. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
For all this shit. Oh, God. So, right off the bat, I just want to get, like, how do you feel about this movie?
It is hard to get through. It's hard to get through. Mostly, it's the eating, it's the mouthing, it's the noises. It's louder than the conversation, yeah, I feel like. But other than that, it seems like a very, I don't know, it is like a dark fairy tale. It just seems like a
very
dark fairy tale. But it's put together, like, so good. The only thing I would say, I don't feel like it had to be 2 hours.
Yeah.
And 12 or whatever it is. I think it would have been more effective in, like, what the fuck if it was, like, the same length as Meet the Johnsons or something like that. You know, like a short.
I can see that. I can see it being a really good and fucking weird short. But, yeah, I don't necessarily feel that it needed to be 2 hours. Because, like, I don't know. I feel like it wasn't ever established, even with the 2 hours, beyond them going on vacation, like, why these two families were, like, so up each other's ass. Like, for real, like, they didn't really establish, like, the connection between the families until they started being suspicious of what was going on. But, yeah, I don't know, I could do without, I don't know, I think it was also the eating. That, like, how much time did that take up? There was a lot, but I get that he was trying to, like, say that everything we do is just consumerism. And, like, even from the literal opening, like, they had some, like, he was hallucinating that there was, like, a line of people waiting to get babies out of a fucking fish barrel.
Yo, she just, like, threw the baby in the bag.
That's what I'm saying. That's, like, we're seeing children as commodities, not as, like, fucking humans. You have to, like, put thought into, and, like, you're just like, I want a baby now. Like, it's like, girl,
there's so many steps. It's not 18 years.
But even the fact that she, like, the thing that she was mad about was essentially that she bought all this stuff and had to pack it away. Because, like, and then just kept looking at the giant-ass suitcase. I mean, I get it. Because it is really sad. Like, if you want a kid, like, you can't. And there are obstacles. It is really hard. And, like, seeing other people have that thing can be hurtful. And, like,
because there were, like, babies everywhere.
Yeah, but that's also the thing.
There are babies everywhere.
Like, but again, it didn't establish, but maybe that's why she wanted the baby so badly, because she wasn't seeing Elzbietka, like, right there. Like, that's a kid that you can take care of. Y'all are constantly, y'all went on vacation together. Y'all live right the fuck across from each other. You walked up, she, like, talked to you. You almost had this girl with your car. Like,
a lot of kids, like, look at you like it's your fault.
When they run out into the street. Like, I don't know. I really, like, I think it did well to articulate everything that it was saying.
Yeah.
But, like...
It definitely got my attention.
But, yeah, I could have done without, like, maybe 15 minutes, 10 minutes.
But... I mean, that would have... I don't know. That would have just been more of a... Because this movie is already kind of confusing. So, that just would have blew my mind. It not, like, going that far. So my mind cannot wander. So I'm just locked in for 10 minutes on this weird fuckery.
Yeah. And I think... So at one point, like I said, this is based on a Slavic fairy tale. And at some point, Elsbetka, she's been suspicious of this lady the whole time. Right. Like, so... We're kind of jumping around, but y'all know we do. I think that... Seeing it, like, the animation and everything, the stop motion, the painting was really cool. But I think that's what I could have done less with. Like, I was watching it unfold already. Like, we know this is the fairy tale being told, and she's, like, seeing the thing. So I didn't necessarily need to see the whole fairy tale as we were seeing the whole fairy tale. But, like, I really like the way that they... use the animation and the colors, but I could have done with maybe less of it. Like, maybe her coming back, like, sort of like Bad Hair did, like, when she was, like, reading it at random intervals, kind of, like, and just coming back and seeing, like, I didn't need to, like, they really told you the whole fairy tale, like, while she was reading it. But the director, Svenkmar, is literally known. He's a surrealist, like, animator who does stop motion and using, like, paintings and stuff. So that's what he does.
Okay.
So I definitely get why he wanted to utilize that. I just think that, like, I liked how he was bringing the stop motion and surrealism into the real world. Because even when, like, the dad, Elizabeth, because dad was, like, seeing the things happening on the commercials on his plate. like you see his, like, style all throughout it. Like, the commercials, he even uses stop motion. Like, there's one scene of, like, steaks flopping around and so.
And like, again,
flour.
You can, like, hear it. The sounds are very annoying. But, yeah.
Because they're like, everything is food, everything is consumerism, they're going shopping. She's literally sitting in the fucking living room watching TV making food. Yeah. Like, they're like, all y'all do is consume. And so, but like I said, it opens with, she finds out they're infertile, he picks up a stump out of the ground, fashions it into a baby, she goes full... This is real, like, the delusions are taking over.
Right off the bat.
Okay, so they have a cat. She's been, like, petting the cat the whole time because she's sad, blah, blah, blah. The cat is, like, on the table, eating her food, chilling, getting pet as soon as he brings that baby up.
Bruh.
Baby, it's a fucking stump. It's like she brings
she makes you believe it's a goddamn
she's not gonna believe that it's not. Bruh. Like, she yanks the whole tablecloth off the table.
Everything.
The food, the cat, everything goes flying. She is like, get the fucking blanket out of the, like, cabinet, whatever, yeah. Like, so that she can put shit on the baby. Like,
She's, like, putting baby powder on this motherfucker, like...
We're gonna, like... I mean, I know y'all, if y'all are listening, you probably see on our Instagram, but, like, I am gonna post a video, and, like, so y'all can see what she looks like. It's wild. Like...
No, this is one of the strangest films I've ever seen. Like, I can say that with a fact. That's a fact.
It's amazing. But she's, like, dressing this baby in, like, it clearly has branches for hands and feet, and she's just sliding the fucking shirt over it, putting the little the fucking little head thing on it. Literally puts a binky in the hole that I guess proceeds to be the mouth.
Yeah, it was just loose in there, like, cause it's like a log.
And her husband is watching this, like, what the f-? No, he literally says, wait until it's varnished.
Right.
Like, he's like, he's a doll. This is fake.
Varnished.
I'm doing this so that you can, like, have some, but, like...
But later on, she says that too. Like, she knows that.
Like, she, there are hints that she is fully aware that this is a fucking, like, because even one time when they're, like, washing it, she's making him hold the baby's head properly.
Right.
But then proceeds to wash it and shakes the baby. Like, shakes this stump, head tilted down, yeah, like, shaking like, it off. Just,
like,
just,
like, by the, you know, like how the mom did with Achilles. Just, like, just, like, just by the ankle, whatever. Just like, shake it off, that type of shit.
Like, what? Like, bro. Okay.
So she's aware, because I don't want to jump around too much, but she, mm-hmm. she is aware that it's not, like, a human baby. But
and even after she's, like, done dressing and everything, like, at some point, Carl gets frustrated and just slams the stump while it's in full baby garb onto the table. Yo, being like, it's not real. Like,
it's a piece of wood.
Like, it's wood. It's wood.
He's repeatedly slamming this piece of wood and, on the table like 15, 20 times. And in her mind, you're slamming a baby, my baby, on the table.
But she does nothing but says, give me my baby back, over and over again. Like, yeah, this is true delusion. And of course, it looks
you're going, like, too far also. Like.
Yeah, because, again, she believes this is a baby. And sometimes you kind of have to play into people's delusions, right, so that they don't, like, crack.
Because this, like, this kind of seems like a breakdown, or, you know, close to it. So, okay, so we need to be a little sensitive about this, you know, make sure that we're doing it right.
Yeah, so, so whatever, he convinces her to leave the stump child in, because they're in the vacation home right now, to leave it in the closet and, like, only, quote unquote, play with it in his mind. Like, when we're here, like, it's a toy. Yeah, like, it's just
it's just a doll.
That's what I'm saying. In his mind, this shit isn't even finished. Like, he had a whole plan to probably, like, carve it, yeah, like, maybe do other shit. Like you said, varnish it, make it not, it's a stump, it just came out of the ground. But, like,
make the hands, you know, a little more like hands or something.
No, just, I don't
know,
straight branches. They go back home. Everybody goes back to work. She's chilling. And then she comes up with this wild idea that she is going to fake her pregnancy so that she can properly give birth to this stump baby so that they can have it at home. Like,
if there's a way, if there's a will, there's a way. And she found her way. She gone ahead and told Azbeka's mother that she's pregnant. So you already let it out the bag. The beans are out.
And she's like making these fake pregnancy bellies that have these bright red numbers on them. Yeah. That can clearly be seen through her clothes when she has them on, because she does, in fact, choose to do this and go through with faking a pregnancy to have a stump baby.
And she's so excited, because the only thing she's thinking about is she's going to have this baby.
And in this point, they do use the R slur. Carl does,
yeah,
because he's like, do you want to have,
yeah,
but that's not even appropriate. This is a stump.
Yeah,
this is a fucking piece of wood.
It
hasn't
even have a brain.
There's nothing there. It's a legitimate inanimate object. Like,
shouldn't use the word it is and stump, but
but this family that lives with them, Azbeka, her mother, and her father, like, she's, I don't know, what does she have to be? Like, 12, 11, 13, in that range. And she's just always reading these, like, weird books about procreation and, like, scientific shit. And her dad's like, why are you reading this? Like, just, like, read normal shit as a kid.
No, that's That's why she knows so much.
Yeah, but that's it helped her in the long run because she was reading things about like reproduction and like wombs. And this is where I feel like it's literally advocating for sex education, because that's also why she calls that man a pedophile. Because she is fully aware that that man is fucking creeping on her. And she literally says the way he undresses me with his eyes, like, is not cool. Yeah. He's, like, literally creeping on me. Like, but all the adults in the fucking building are like, no, he's just old. Be nice. Like, no.
Sweet old man.
Fuck that old man.
Fuck that old man.
He was legitimately creeping on her. And there's, like, I hope that they used a body double for the scenes.
See, I don't know, really.
But I think that they did, solely because her head was always completely concealed.
Yeah.
Until she, like, addresses him.
That's true.
But there is a scene of him actually, like, creeping on her, like, and you can see her underwear, like, from his perspective, and in one of them, he has a heart attack, so LOL, fuck him. But, as he should die.
Yeah.
Pedophile. Anyway, but I really hope that they used a body double, because that she is a child. And that's what I'm saying. There were things in this I could have done without that still fully, because even the way that they articulate in Elsbecca's mind that he's literally grabbing at her.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's enough.
Really?
Like, again, this is Svankmajer showing off his stop motion skills, but like, all these messages, we got it. There were just some things that I could have done without.
Very blatant, in your face, like, aggressive, like, so.
Like, not even trying to hold shit back. But, so, her whole family is just like, please be a child, but, like, also, they don't really pay attention to her, and all they're trying to do is, like, force her food and, like, things, and, like, to go shopping, and all that kind of stuff. And she's like, no, I want to read, I want to go explore, think about the world, like, so, as kids should and do, but
yeah. Knowing how much she, like, I don't know, like, the reading and the fairy tales and stuff, and like, she didn't really have friends like that, it makes sense that,
yeah, because there's no other kids in the building.
Little old tick.
But yeah, so it's kind of like everyone here was kind of lonely and feeling neglected, and like, they needed something, and they just found it in the wrong thing. So I do like the fact that she started off reading, like, quote unquote adult stuff.
Yeah.
But then the kid stuff also helped her. And that's really what it is. Like, the combination of all knowledge is what helps you in the long run. You can't have just this one perspective. Because, like, and why was her dad, like, constantly shoving her face in, like, her food?
Yeah, dude.
And, like, he was definitely abusive. Like,
he's a fucking
dick.
And, like, he's obviously an alcoholic. And, like, the mother was hiding a liquor. What are you doing?
Exactly. So it just kind of shows how, like, everyone has their own shit going on, how we can be distracted from the things that other people are going through, but, like, the connection that we have with other people helps us out.
I'd like to see them on Wife Swap.
Oh my god, yes. Let's see Elsbecca's mom and fucking Bosinja on Wife Swap. See what, how. No, that's what I'm saying. They didn't see that baby the whole time. And that's why I was like, Carl, I would ask anybody. I'd be like, have you seen the baby?
Yeah. Like, for real.
Since we're all celebrating. Y'all literally feeding. That's what I'm saying. They're all feeding into her delusion without knowing.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a kind of a Candyman situation where all of them believing that this was real helped him come to life. Because this baby does eventually come to life.
yeah, it does.
So, yeah, so Esther, like we said, she faked her pregnancy for 9 months. At one point, she's like, let's bump it up a little bit. I'm gonna pop him out at 8.5.
She can't even wait.
Like, this woman, fucking the most dramatic fake labor you could ever Like, bitch.
Yo.
You. And Al's Becca, because she's so fucking smart, is up there timing the contractions. Like, bitch, this shit don't make sense. You've not told me a time. Like, she's sitting there with the clock. Like,
she has a whole, like, big ass timer. She's like, her water should have like, damn, she's on it. Because she, like, she has the books. Like, she knows, like, about the sexual organs and all of that shit.
She's like, none of this is making sense. And I swear, the other day, I saw her with the baby and no stomach.
Yeah.
Because that does happen. Okay, these, like I said, there's no real, like, they don't explain why these families are so close. Like, they go on vacation together.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, there's no, it doesn't ever happen until the baby shit. But I guess maybe that's why. Because they're, because, like, clearly they don't give a fuck about Alzbetka.
Right.
Like, they're just, she's just there to feed the food that she makes. And to, like.
Wish the food, like, it was just. I don't know.
That cabbage stew that did look good though. Like, I don't know, I would eat that. But that's a whole other
I need more crunch. I know it's bread, but like,
yeah. Yeah, with some little baguette. I would be good. But like, yeah, some of it, like, I think this is also why I don't like runny eggs. Can she literally
No, that's the worst thing. That's the worst thing. I wanted to not say anything about that, but that.
Yeah, no. If you don't like food, if you have emetophobia, which, like, you don't like vomiting, there is a vomiting scene in here. Because, like I said, this bitch pretends to be pregnant so aggressively. She eats knowing damn well she doesn't have a single craving in the world.
Lying
she eats a pickle with whipped cream on it and then pretends to throw it at.
Of course you did, because that's disgusting. That's not because you're pregnant. That's not because of that.
There's absolutely a thing called phantom pregnancy, though, where you believe that you are pregnant and your body exhibits signs of pregnancy because you believe it. But this is not that, because she sewed together fake stomachs. This is all that, like, this is not that. But maybe it is to some degree, because she believed that the baby was real before it was even alive, but shit.
Yo, it's so much, and she's just going through. Alright. She's going through, so you know what I'm saying.
Like, the cat isn't even there. The cat's like, fuck that. Y'all.
The cat was getting loved, like, it had a whole bowl of milk. It can eat off of her plate. Right when Ulti came in the picture.
Bye.
And it has like a little like harness leash type shit, and she just like picks it up by and just throws it. Like what
does not give a fuck about this cat anymore, but so whatever. She's, like I said, in labor. So, like, if you don't even go to the hospital, obviously. When they're in the car, he's like, I think you can stop now. Like, come on. And she's just like, faster, faster.
Bro, she's grabbing his arm and shit. Like, I can't hold it anymore. Bro, we're faking.
Like, he's like, you're literally embarrassed. You have been embarrassing me since the day you told people. His coworkers even come up to him with, like, drinks and shit.
Bro,
pouring
celebrate.
Him. He's like, I have nothing to celebrate. What's up? He's like, you're so secretive. You're about to be a father. And they're like, oh. He's like, all right, give me them drinks.
Like, started pounding them. Fuck it.
It comes back. Oh, my God. And it's just, he drops her off at the vacation home so she can go be with Otik. So she's supposed to stay there for a week. Whenever he comes back, she is she's like draped in fucking towels. Like, she is the goddamn Virgin Mary.
The full mother mode. And like, bro. I loved how the fucking cat just ran the fuck out.
Like, I'm done. Like, this shit.
Been dealing with the shit all night. He ran out
Y'all
and ran
supposed
up.
To be here.
He ran. The cat ran up a ladder. It was like in the dark with a little crack. It was like meowing.
Like, get the fuck away. Like, you don't want to know what's going on in there.
Like, there's room up here for you. Get the fuck out of there.
Drape. So when he sees it as, like, her in lace and, like, all this kind of thing. And then, like we said, the fucking stump baby is alive and breastfeeding.
Yeah.
But then when it actually pans to it, it's her literally in fucking towels. Like, she has a towel draped over her head, like, a blanket around her. Like, she is so into this. Like,
she definitely is. She is into this shit.
And he is clearly standing there like, what the hell have I done? Like, all I was trying to do was, like, give you a gift.
And he did.
And you just ran so far with it. Like,
I love, like, but yeah, it's so weird that she is, I guess it's set in, like, a fantasy world, so it's, like, possible that she can have, like, a stump baby or some shit, because she's, like, she was, like, do you even love him, or, like, you're like, you know I love him, like, you didn't, when's the last time you varnished him? So, obviously, it's wood, so, I just find that so interesting.
And she obviously knows, because when they do finally bring it back to, like, the house, and first of all, he refers to it as it the whole time.
Yeah.
Carl's like, this is not my fucking son, but I'm gonna, like, say it when you need it, bitch. Like, so she puts, like, mittens on the, like, fucking branch hands.
Yeah, the branch hands.
Always covers him up, even, like, when it's hot outside, and all, that's when the neighbors are like, come on, just uncover him, nobody's seen the baby, what's up, like, all of that. So they start getting suspicious, and first of all these people, like, walk up to this unattended carriage and just stick their hands, like,
yeah,
around this baby. I feel so, that's very weird and rude, and don't do that.
Like, don't touch my baby.
But y'all, would y'all just walk up to any baby and take the gloves off, and, like, all that kind of shit, like, y'all are weird. Like, she's right. Not what y'all want to touch your baby, but, like, it's a stump.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but she was very suspicious, and she got confirmation that it was a fucking branch hands with a Google Gaga.
Yeah, Elizabethka was like, this shit's wrong. And that's when she finally goes to read the fairy tale. She's like, I've seen this before. Mm-hmm. Like, because she's reading. The baby pretty much eats them out of house and home, because it doesn't, I mean, it'll eat whatever, but, like, it needs to eat humans.
Yeah, and it's it's always hungry.
And it first eats the cat.
I mean, the cat would probably go either way.
To which she fucking goes in that. How long do cats live? Like, 14, 15 years? I was gonna go eventually. Like,
bro,
that's my fucking cat. It ate. Your child just ate a cat. Your child killed a cat, and you're like, I was gonna die.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that cat was gonna go either way, in the sense of neglect. Like, she didn't care about that cat
at all. Like, but, and then it proceeds to eat a postman later. And again, she's just like, well, he said he wanted to retire.
Wow.
Not into the grave. Just do his own shit. That's all he wanted, was to live his own fucking life after working. This man is like 85 fucking years old, finally retiring. Yeah. She's just like, my child's food.
You're already putting a wall around this. Can't do no wrong.
I mean, that's what people think, and especially white male children, because it is very much emphasized that just this is a male child. They put a wood penis on it.
Yeah, he got a little wood. It's a trunk dick. Little baby trunk dick. Okay.
Oh my god! Like, why did that?
So yeah. So
protection of white male children. We all know. Like, he was not holding back on any message that he was trying to portray.
Mm.
He just slapped us in the face with it at every chance that he could.
Yeah.
But and this bit, like, the stump baby is now that it's moving alive, completely stop motion, like clay mouth. It has an eyeball that rolls into its mouth hole.
And a tongue.
And it has a tongue and teeth.
It's like literally eating from a spoon. Yeah. And like a baby in a little high chair.
Mm-hmm. And it eats, but I mean, of course, it eats her hair. And that's how they understand that it wants other things than it eats the cat and the postman. And, of course, since it's eating government officials, someone is, like, sent to check on the welfare of this child. Because even people around are reporting that they don't even see the kid. Like, that she won't let him come near. She's very possessive. So they're checking on the fucking kid. And it is the social worker.
So, I mean, she was, like, trying to keep the social worker back. Mm-hmm. But, you know. I don't know if she knew that Otik would eat a human. Did she,
That was after the postman.
Oh, okay. My bad. Okay.
she fully was aware. But again, she doesn't care. And at this point, it gets bigger every time it eats. So it's bigger than the fucking lady. Like, the scene that of the social worker's death is her just walking into the room, seeing a giant ass, like, adult ass size fucking bed.
About taller than, like, the door frame. Like, tall bed.
Looking around to see where the baby is, and all you see is this giant branch hand grab her and slam the door. And then she tries to get out of the door, then extendo branches come and wrap around her and pull her back in. You hear the, like, screaming. And this is the creepiest part to me, is, like, you hear her screaming and, like, being ripped apart, and you also hear, like, baby giggling and sounds, like, shit like that, because I guess it's still a baby.
It's a toddler.
Like,
is it a toddler?
I feel at this point, if you're, like, you have a fucking queen-size bed, you're a grown-ass man. Like, that is a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
But it is still a child, so I guess whatever. It's been some months or whatever. Like, so, like, it's literally ripping this lady apart while she's screaming, throwing blood and guts at the door, because the door is, like translucent, so you can't really see completely through it, but, like, you can see shapes and shit, throwing, like, guts and bones and blood at the door.
I saw, like, big chunks, though. Like,
yeah, like, organs, like, all of that being chucked at the door while it's eating this lady. And she's just crying and covering her ears because, I guess, she feels that there's nothing she can do. And all throughout this, Carl is like, I just should have cut this shit up as soon as you started seeing an actual baby. Like, I should have knocked it out right then. No. Like, it's just like...
But she would not let him, man. She got that, got that shrimp and speed every time he was trying to hit the fucking Otik with the axe.
Because we completely skipped over that scene where, like, when after she's, like, draped in all the towels and shit, he's like, oh, hell no, grabs an axe and tries to, like, axe the baby, like, tries to chop it up, like...
But it's in her hands.
Yeah, he definitely has... Like, that's what I'm saying, he does a lot of shit that is not... That is clearly not okay, because he's... Just, like, bro, snatch it. Then, like, axe it. But, like, get your, like, you didn't need to slam it on the table. He is clearly aggressive.
Yeah, right.
No fucking reason. Like, bro.
Not handling it right, like, at all.
So, yeah. And she just calls him a murderer and, like, is gonna kill his son and his wife and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, need this shit to be over. Like... But anyway, fast back forward until it's eating the social worker. So once again, another government official goes missing. People are not believing that this child exists. Or they're like, nah, she stole a baby or some shit. Yeah. Like,
something weird is going on. Like, you won't let anyone see your child at all.
Like, so yeah, they're just trying so hard to conceal this. So at some point he's like, okay, gotta go, we can't keep having this fucking kid up here, like, gonna bring murder into our house. Like, so smart idea, I guess. And again, this is like an apartment building, there's a bunch of people who live here, so they just, you know, tie up the giant crying stump. Mm-hmm. and drag it down into the basement. How no one hears this? Yeah. It's the middle of the night. It sounds like a baby is crying and a body is being dragged down the, like, fucking stairs. No one hears. No one comes to check. No one, like, hears shit. Yeah. Like,
everyone's just deaf and blind at this moment. That's a good
Except
thing.
Except for Elzbetka, who's just peeping out, because she's always peeping out, because she knows some shit is not right.
Something screaming.
Like we said, all through this, she's figured shit out. She's been reading the fairy tale, and she's like, oh shit, it's Otek. Like, it's Otasonic. Like, we're... the cabbage is being grown down there. I know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Because, like, the thing in this is that the end of the fairy tale is that the cabbage... the person who grows the cabbage hits him with a hoe. And, like, pretty much just kills him. Opens him up. All the people that he ate are released.
Right.
And so she makes a deal. Because she figures out that Otek is down there. Wants to feed him and all this kind of shit. Because now she has a friend. Makes a deal with the gardener, who's the caretaker, to hide, to, like, not hit Otek. And the gardener's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Where's my gardening tools? Like, just give me my shit. So
she's like... she's so ahead of the game.
So she's like, sure, whatever. If you just give me my hoe back, I'm not gonna hit the imaginary.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, get out of here, weird kid.
So yeah, so Carl and Bosonia know that he's down there. They're just trying to figure out what the fuck to do. They don't know that Elzbetka knows. So she's going down there to feed him. Sitting, like, and her, she's just bringing, like, giant bags of food down. And once her mom catches her, she's like, what are you doing? Like,
she's always asking for leftovers and shit.
And the thing was before that, she, like, barely ate her mom's food. Yeah. Like, she was the one person not consumed with consuming, so.
She was just consuming that knowledge. That's how she was consuming.
But, yeah, so she's down there feeding it, and she realizes it needs blood. So, she literally gets some matches, breaks one. Like, who's getting the short stick today?
Right.
Just naming off the people in the building until they get the short stick. The first one to go is rightfully the fucking pedophile, Mr. Zlobik. Who is like, why is his old ass even down there? What is he even doing?
No, he's hella old. Like, even her mother was like, these stairs are gonna kill you.
Like, yeah, like, why are you going up and down, sir? Like, we got it. Like,
you're way too old for this, dog.
So, because he's obviously a pedophile, she's, like, chilling with Lil Oding. Is like, well, he's down here. Let me... it's so weird. She's just like, Mr. Zamek. Like, it's the weirdest shit ever.
Very weird, yeah. Just to get him down there.
So she runs down, unlocks the little box that Otek is in, he jumps out and eats him.
He got those extendo branches. I don't know how he can, like, stretch that.
What's funny is that, like, she, like, taught him to wash his hands, so he, like, washes his hands before he, like, murders somebody. Cool, I guess. Yeah. Polite to wash your hands before dinner. But
you can teach Otek.
So
Otek can learn.
So yeah, that happens, and
so I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah.
That was a good scene, because he was, even with the heart attack, he still was trying to creep.
Like, good Chairman goes, you're going to have another heart attack. Bro, get away from me.
Like, he puts on his glasses every fucking
just
time.
See better.
Just to see better. They're
disgusting.
You're dead.
Goodbye. But then she's, like, feeding him for a little bit. Carl and fucking Bosonia are fucking stressed.
Yeah.
There's, like, no makeup, sunken in faces, just sweating all the time, trying to make sure. There's people coming in their house because they're investigating the multiple government officials that have gone missing in their building.
Right.
All this kind of stuff, so.
And she was like, when, she was like, should have kept him home. It was like, he killed people in
here. Like, exactly. Oh, because right, he never murdered somebody in here. Like,
all right, bro, he's just murderer.
But, you know, he would I mean, he wouldn't be murdering people if Alsbecka wasn't down there. So, but I mean, I don't know that he wouldn't just get bust up out that box.
I mean, he would have been eating people if he was, yeah, free anyways. So, yeah. It's not murder. It's just eating for,
yeah, it's
just... Unfortunately, food chain.
So then, yeah, once again, after she realizes he's hungry, once more, gets more matches, and I'm like, why are you not using the matches to just burn him? It's wood. But, you know, we're breaking them so that he can eat somebody else.
She only cares about Oltik.
She's like, I got a friend now. Fuck all y'all. I will sacrifice. She was literally naming her own parents.
For real.
And she was like, y'all can go.
They were first. Mom. Dad. Then somebody like, holy shit.
Like, even Oltik's parents. And that was the next to go. Dad was on a mission to fucking chainsaw that nigga and... didn't want it anymore. He literally asked the neighbor, where's your chainsaw? So, like, suspiciously, yeah. But neighbor is so casual. What you need it for?
He's like, a chainsaw?
He literally said to take down a door.
Yeah.
I would be confused as that, like, why do you need a chainsaw to take down a door?
You need, like, a screwdriver.
But okay, I'm just gonna give you my chainsaw.
Yeah, whatever.
And...
No, that was... That... But his look in his eyes, like, are you going to kill your wife?
That's what I was saying. And then she even, like, as he's leaving his apartment with the chainsaw, dress up, got his all protective gear, she's screaming, what? No, don't do it. Like, nobody is like, what the hell is going on here?
Bro,
like,
y'all turned a blind eye to
everything. Don't hear shit. Like,
yo, they...
It's... Bro, it's giving Monster House, like, for real. Like, nobody heard this house,
right?
Eating people. Like, maybe, I mean, even with the way that the branches were, maybe they were influenced by this, like the trees grabbing people. And all the adults being like, eh, whatever. Like, it makes sense.
Actually, yeah, we'll see.
But yeah, wow. So, yeah, nobody's hearing him, like, go to the basement to chainsaw what they perceive to be his son.
There's a chainsaw going and there's a woman screaming.
No one cares. No.
Okay, that's cool.
They would not give a fuck about Sally Harvey, so rip to you. Even though you survived, my bitch. But, amazing. So he gets eaten, pretty much. She had already drawn the short match, and it was him. And he pulls up, was like, come on. Sees his son washing his hands in preparation to eat him, and can't chainsaw him all of a sudden. He's like, my son.
Son. And got fucking eaten. All you hear was a goop.
That's it. And all of these are, except for, I mean, it's still a cutaway death, but yeah. It's gory, but like...
The social worker was cutaway.
Yeah, but it's still gory, like, literally splattering fucking blood and guts on the fucking window, but... Yeah. Everyone else is still cutaway, but I think, like I said, the creepiness of the giggling of a child, yeah, while someone is literally screaming and, like, being eaten and shit...
No, that's terrifying.
But that's why I think that... They did all the other gross shit. Like, the eating, the, like, just how the real life gross things.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that you're uncomfortable enough when that happens. which I think is effective.
Yeah.
Because you're just uncomfortable the whole time, so I guess you're just, that is the least uncomfortable thing.
To be honest, I guess... I'm, like, just now thinking about it. I was not craving gore. I didn't care about gore. I got enough of whatever I was looking for. Yeah. I wasn't looking for gore.
Yeah, I think it does well to just, like, unsettle you through the whole thing so that you know. And that's what I'm saying. Even with the laughing, that's still unsettling. Yeah, like,
very.
This movie is just fucking wild, y'all.
Like I said, it's very hard to get through for me, and it made me very uncomfortable, but it was just, it's put together great, yeah, honestly, and it's very effective in what he was trying to do. Let me know about my fucking
new phobia.
It's phonia. It's like, yeah, I definitely have that shit. And boy, that egg yolk part, that yeah. I almost had to turn that shit off. That was no. It's so audible, like fuck.
Yeah, and then like there's a. Everyone is slurping, and the mom is constantly like, stop slurping. Like,
it's hot.
Like, okay, wait for it to cool down. It's like, stop.
Holy shit.
So, after that happens, he's just, you know, out of food. All of a sudden, he's getting way too big for the fucking thing, because Alice Petka does not know, I guess, that he grows. But she does, because she read the fairy tale. I don't know why. She's,
yeah, she knows.
This. But a kid brain, once again. Like, you're just like, a friend, I forgot all that shit I just knew. Like, so, busts up out of that shit. A little box in the basement. He reaches out through the window. Because at this time, we were watching, as this is all going on, we're watching the caretaker grow her cabbages. Like, yeah. She's planting them at the start, and at the end they're fully grown, and so is he. So he busts them out of that shit, reaches out of the basement window, takes all of her cabbages.
Every single one of them.
All of them. And, like, and just... He's sitting on a throne of fucking cabbages, chomping those shits like apples.
Bro.
Like.
You just see Brody. He looks so happy, just so accomplished.
Like, shirt chomping on that shit that she worked so hard for.
Bro.
And I don't know how long cabbages take, but I feel like it had to have been like a year
at
least.
It takes a while. I'm sure it takes a while.
So that's what I'm saying, 9 months plus however long. There's an investigation going on of these missing people. Like, this is probably year and a half, I feel like. Yeah. But...
I'll be pissed, too. If I was the guardian, I'll be pissed, too. I'm going down there with the hoe.
And that's it. That's literally how this shit ends. Alzbeka sees him eating this shit. It's like, oh, fuck. That's how the fairy tale ends. Runs up to the fucking caretaker. Is begging her not to do it. She's doing nothing but staring this girl down. Like, you already know.
Bro, where
he
that
took
hoe?
My fucking cabbages. It's over. Story is over. Credit rolls. That's literally how this shit ends. Like, no joke.
That's it.
That's it. She is straight up staring in the camera like, nope, shit's over. It's done. I told you my cabbages were the only thing that mattered.
That's it.
He touched them. He's dead. Fairy tale ended exactly how it was supposed to. That's the whole thing. This is fate. You can't escape. That's. It's just gonna go on. The fairy tale has to go how it goes.
That's it. It's fate.
So... He's dead. Ripped a little oak thick.
Got beat by a hoe.
Yeah. Y'all.
No, this is a bit. This is crazy. I really want to know if you like it. Try to explain why you like it. And
I can't.
Because this is so weird to me. Oh, but talking about that, what would you rate this?
I'm gonna give it like a 3.6. 3.6.
Okay. I'm gonna give it a personal rating of 2. I don't wanna watch this again. But as a film entirely, it's a 3.5. 3.5. Personally, it's a 2. I would not be watching this again. But it's put together very good. It's longer than it should have been. That's another reason that it's a 2. But
because I do feel like it's just the other family. Like I feel like we don't get a real reason to give a fuck about them.
Yeah.
Like they just are there taking up like screen time because Alzbetka like is a part of it, but. Yeah. Like, it just, I could, like, that's really why it's not a 4 for me, because the pacing is a little off at times, and it does, like, drag, Just at certain points and with that specific family, like,
yeah.
And because of, like I said, the things that I could do without, like, I could do without some of the food scenes.
Most of them.
And, like I said, the scene with the upskirt scenes, I didn't really need those because, like, the way that they portrayed her perception of him, like, being gross was enough. Right. And I think that was effective without all that shit.
And just, yeah. That was not necessary
to me. But it is a horrifying family. Yeah. Like, a couple of horrifying families. Because, like, Al's Butka's family isn't really shit either. Like, her dad's a, like, weirdo alcoholic who, like, slams her face into food for no reason. Like,
taking her books. Like, you can't read this. You can't learn this. Like, that's already fucked.
And her mom's just literally using her as, like, a food tasting vessel. Like, does this taste good? Like, that's pretty much her role, but...
She needed a friend.
She did need a friend, but, like, not a man-eating stump.
No, nah, not Otik.
Because, I mean, he was going to eat you at some point. You were, like...
At some point.
He literally ate his own dad, but, like, his own dad tried to kill him for the whole time.
I don't think he liked... I don't think he liked his dad.
But I don't think he gave a fuck. Like, I think it just
but,
was
But, like, at first, she was like, I'm here to help you. I'm not your food. And it listened to her, so maybe...
Maybe, but like
they were friends.
Maybe she won't get.
She could teach him how to wash his hands. Like, I don't know. They could have been friends.
But I mean, maybe that's it. It's just how you raise him or to what you teach. Because he was definitely in an aggressive environment with a mother who was not trying to like get help for her grief. Just. None of that. Because at the end of the day, you were just going to be obsessed with that child because you started off that way. It was not any kind of, like, real love or connection or bond. It was just obsession and spreading the word and wanting to get attention for that and, like, all of that kind of stuff. Like, the way that you saw everyone else getting, like... Y'all, I don't know if y'all like this. Like, I would like to know why. Also, if you don't like it, honestly, I can see why. But, yeah, I just don't really know what to do about this series. Like I said, it was a journey to find it. I just wanted to talk about something different and weird. And this is a really dysfunctional, messed up ass family that it's also. Horrifying. And, like, stop motion itself is always creepy to me, no matter what it is.
No,
like,
doubt,
it's just, why is anything inanimate moving? So, yeah, definitely let us know. Have you seen any of this director's other films? Because, like I mentioned, the Alice in Wonderland one. I know he has a lot of shorts, because, you know, he does stop motion shorts and shit like that. So, let me know if y'all have any recommendations. And if y'all do, go on this website. Please give us recommendations for the ones that y'all find. Add us, send us a message, quality.
Not in the romantic section.
Like, I mean...
If it's, like, fire, you're like, oh, okay, like, come on.
Yeah, but...
You know what we like over here.
I don't really watch happy shit. Happy Feet, though, I'll watch that. But anyways, next week we do have a bonus episode for you with our favorite people at Slash Hall. We're going to do a little Thanksgiving family appreciation ranking of all the fucking weird horror families in horror.
Yeah.
Horror families in horror, duh. Like, you know, killer families, families that get killed, any kind of family dynamic. Let us know which horror families Thanksgiving would y'all go to. And let us know why, because I want to know why, because of the book. I mean, there's some good horror families too, but like obviously it's horror.
You choose like the Sawyers or some shit. Something's wrong with you.
No,
I want to know why you would choose
Better
that.
Thing, that's how I go. Let us know, and then after that, we're going to be talking about Turpins and Dogtooth. So if y'all also want to watch Dogtooth, another very weird and uncomfortable one, but I feel as though it does kind of mirror what would be going on in the Turpin household and how abusive and neglectful and self-centered and disgusting David and Louise are and how they harm their children. So, yeah, watch that. Trigger warning for incest for one brief scene.
You can watch it free on Tubi.
On the Tubi. We love the Tubi.
Definitely. They got
everything. So, yeah. Hit us up on the social medias.
So, if you would like to get in touch with us, you can find us on Twitter at Dank, the letter N, deadly underscore pod, and on Instagram at Dank deadly underscore pod. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can email us at dank, the letter N, deadlychats at gmail.com.
And we'll see you next week for our double dose of family fun and fucked upness for Thanksgiving. And we hope y'all have a good Thanksgiving. Fuck the pilgrims, but like, eat your heart out.
Hell yeah.
Spend time with your amazing families. And
go on that little walk before Thanksgiving dinner. You already know what's up. Go on that, yeah. Smoke that shit up, yeah. There you go. Go on your little walk before the Thanksgiving. Eat that food up, especially the desserts, you know what I'm saying? The sweet potato pie and shit.
And, yep. See y'all next week.
Have a good one.
Bye.